Checky check, 1, 2, checky check. Yeah, the motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Now, is it working? Let's just keep rolling. Let's get this done. Good morning, children. It is morning. It's early. Wednesday. That's the day. I knew there was a day of the week attached to this. It's early Wednesday morning. We got to get the podcast recorded and published. I was going to record yesterday, but I was fucking worthless yesterday. I had just no energy. I don't know what the fuck happened. So, there we are. You can scream and shout with all your might. And you scream, shout, whine, cry, look for a fucking safe space. This ain't it, snowflake. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can indeed shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. And don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong, and I am right. Where the fuck is my water bottle? There it is. I think it's not full. Fuck. Stating the obvious, podcast, weapons platform, launch cruise missile, there it goes. I had to go fill my water bottle. I've had coffee, but I haven't had water. Coffee doesn't actually hydrate you. Coffee actually dehydrates you, so... Now that I've had the coffee to wake up... And I'm at least semi-sort of, kind of, awake. The fuck is... There it is. God, I can't... I'm sort of awake. I can't find anything. I can't find the water bottle. Can't find the Kleenex box. Oh, was that an official endorsement? I don't know, was it? Hi, good morning. I'm the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 11 years, 12 years in November. Have you been podcasting for 12 years? No, you haven't? Well, then shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear your goddamn opinions about my fucking podcast. Suck my fucking balls. In the control room, the lovely and adorable Randy. This is Stating the Obvious podcast. I have to talk. Talking. Podcasting would be more fun if you didn't have to talk. No, just kidding. I love the sound of my own voice. kind of like Obama. Love the sound of my voice. Obama. Just think, 8 years of Obama is about to come to a close. Everything is so different now. He really brought the change. Actually, I don't fucking know what's different at all, but it doesn't fucking matter. Anyway, what was I doing? Oh yes, today is September 7th, 2016, in the 8th year of our Lord, Hussein Obama. No, the 7th year of our Lord, Hussein Obama. He doesn't actually have an 8th year because he's out after 8 years. But just think, 8 years of Hillary Clinton is coming up. Oh, isn't it going to be exciting? Oh God, can you imagine how shitty this is going to be? About as shitty as cold coffee, because my coffee's growing cold here. Only have half a cup left, though. And what else? Randy, what am I forgetting? Yes, theme song, David Gilmour, You Know I'm Right, off the 1984 album About Face. It's the theme song that keeps getting, Stating the Obvious, restricted on YouTube, restricted viewership, because the corporation that owns Gilmour's music keeps restricting people from viewing the podcast on the YouTube. And if you want to send me email and say, hey, great one, stop fucking rambling. Do you have a fucking point? Or are you just going to stand here doing the podcast and just go for an entire fucking 52 minutes? You can send that email to God. That's dog spelled backwards. God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the motherfucking interwebs. All right. List. I do have shit. I have shit. Oh, this is not on the list. So let me talk about this real quick. Let me put this in the show notes. If I remember, I will put a link in the show notes, but don't bet on it. I've talked briefly about the Black Dragon blog. And I have talked briefly about Black Dragon's book, Alpha Male 2.0, which I don't like the 2.0 thing. It's just so fucking gay. I'm so over it. But setting aside the title of the book, which annoys me, I haven't finished reading it, but it's fucking brilliant. It's really fucking good, and I'll be talking about more in the future. But what I just want to say right now is I have been listening to the Black Dragon podcast. Now, he has a free podcast and only has 6 episodes so far that you can go and download. And he has a thing where you pay him. It's like a subscription thing, and you get information and stuff on a monthly basis. I'm not endorsing this because I don't have it. I don't know how much it costs. I'm just saying he has it. He does podcast. Apparently, he says he does podcasting over there as well. I can't confirm or deny this because I'm not a member of the program. The free podcast he has, I was listening to those yesterday while trail running. And oh my God, yesterday morning, trail running was the only thing I did yesterday that was worth a shit. The rest of the day, I was just fucking worthless. Oh, the trail running was great. It was cloudy, and the clouds, the fog was in, and it was like right there at the tip of the foothills. And so the mountain, it's not a mountain, it's a foothill. Foothills going up into the fog. Oh, God, it was beautiful. And hardly anybody was on the trail because it was Tuesday, so everybody was back in their cubicles, you know, devoting their life to some corporation that doesn't give a shit whether they live or die and having to, you know, make sure they don't say anything that somebody might find offensive. And there I was out there on the trail. Yes, you're sitting in your cubicle. You're in your cubicle staring at a computer screen, slaving away for this corporation that's going to fire you the very moment they can fucking outsource your job to somebody in a third world country. And you gotta be careful of everything you say and think so that you don't get fired sooner because you violated somebody's safe space. I'm out here in fucking nature on the side of the foothills on the trail, fucking trail running, wearing my fucking trail running shoes, looking at the fucking clouds coming in, looking at the fog on the mountain, breathing the fresh air, and listening to Black Dragon podcast, which is about as politically incorrect as you can get because he's talking about how to get women to have sex with you on the second date. All of them, go check out the Black Dragon podcast. I've listened to the first three episodes. And not because the fourth one, which I listened to, isn't good. It's just that it's about relationships and shit like that, if I'm remembering my numbers right. The first three, which I just don't really care about at this point. The first three podcasts, I mean, they're golden. The quality of the material he puts forth in these podcasts. Guys, it's free. If you're not a virgin toe, if you like having sex with girls, if you like girls, if you're not scared of girls because, oh my God, if I marry her, she might take half of everything I have and fuck me over. Well, you know, the solution for that, boys, is you don't fucking marry them. But that's entirely under your control. Just don't fucking marry them, right? Women are like fire. They don't know right from wrong. They just do what they do. It's up to you to control them. See, this is the part that I think the virgin toes don't get. The virgin toes like, oh my God, women are hypergamous. I'm never going to talk to a woman in my life. Well, of course women are hypergamous. But you have to fucking deal with that. Expecting women to stop being hypergamous is stupid. Anyhow, Black Dragon podcast. First three episodes could potentially change your life. It gave me some shit to think about. He talks about his dating system and how he works this and what he does and how it helps him to have sex with the chick on the second date. Yada, yada, yada. Just go fucking listen to them. Just fucking do it. Stop being a whiny little bitch. They're really good. Speaking of whiny little bitches. Oh, God. So I was out with some friends of mine yesterday. What the fuck is floating in my coffee? That's annoying. Speaking of whiny little bitches. So one of the people says, and I didn't pursue this because I just didn't have the energy. But as always, and I've talked about this before, I've talked about this recently, in fact. Left-wing statist, these people I'm hanging out with are all left-wing statist. You know, and I've told you about how the left-wing statist cannot go for any extended period of time without talking about politics, right? They can't do it. Being the left-wing statist understands that the only reason they exist is to serve the party, is to serve the government, is to serve the Democrat Party by voting Democrat, to serve the government. Right. They understand that's the only reason they have for being alive. They understand that they are the property of the state. So I'm hanging out with these left-wing statists. And of course, I mean, we did make it probably over an hour without somebody mentioning politics and attacking Donald Trump, which is kind of impressive for this group. And one of them, the old person... the oldest person says something to the effect of, I wonder if we will ever live in a society where the government makes euthanasia legal. Now, to put this in a slight context, here in the People's Republic of Colorado right now, there's a ballot measure, something up to kill off old people or kill off sick people or something. It's one of those things where right now you can, they're walking around with the clipboards trying to get enough people to sign it to get this on the ballot. I don't know the status of it right now. I've downloaded the text of this bill. I haven't read it yet. I need to do this, so I can't really comment on exactly who's allowed to die and what conditions you can kill them under and all this other stuff. But anyhow, this individual is very, very, very interested in euthanasia. This is like his obsession, right? Like my other friend, her obsession was always legalizing marijuana. And before marijuana was legalized in Colorado, she was all into government and she was obsessed with how the police are violating people's rights and the war on drugs and all this other shit, you know. And of course, as soon as marijuana was made legal, then she just turned complete left-wing statist. No more anti-government, no more anti-police. It's like, oh, I've got my legal marijuana. Everything is fine now. All she wanted to do was smoke dope. Now she can smoke dope without getting in trouble. This guy's obsession is euthanasia. He is obsessed with euthanasia. And the interesting thing about this, let me delve into why I find this informative of the mindset of the left-wing statist. First of all, the idea of, so when somebody talks about euthanasia, they want euthanasia to be legal and all this other shit. Okay, you only have two options that you're looking for here. If you want euthanasia to be legal, you're either looking to kill yourself or you're looking to kill other people. Those are the only two options, right? Euthanasia, you're either killing yourself or you're killing other people. And you want permission from the government to do so. Let's start with killing yourself. If you want to kill yourself, but you're not willing to do it without permission from the government, that's pretty much the definition of fucking spineless pussy. I mean, how much more of a pussy can you be if you are afraid to kill yourself without permission from the government? I mean, what's the government going to do? Put you in jail? Now say, well, if you kill the government will take all of your stuff. Well, that's fine. That's called taxation. I mean, that's what's wrong with the government taking your stuff if you kill yourself. Well, my family won't get it. Well, your family shouldn't get it. I mean, the government should get that, right? Redistribution of wealth, taxation, paying your fair share. I don't see how that can be a valid argument from a left-wing, from a left-wing statist perspective. I mean, a left-wing statist perspective is that private property shouldn't even exist. When we were having this discussion, I said to him, you know, I mean, if you want it, well, oh, so I went back up. So we're having the discussion, not this time, I just had this discussion earlier, because as I've said, this is his obsession. We have this discussion many, many times. He's like, well, if I try to kill myself, I might mess it up. I might only injure myself instead of killing myself, right? To which my first point is, if you're too fucking incompetent to kill yourself, then you're too fucking incompetent to be alive in the first place. If you are, in fact, that incompetent, we could, I don't know, maybe create some jobs. Pay me $100, I'll shoot you in the head. He's like, well, if you shot me in the head, I might survive. And I'm like, God damn it, why am I friends with people who are this stupid? And I said to him, no, if I shoot you in the head with a deer rifle, you're not going to survive. If I shoot you in the head with a deer rifle, your head is going to fucking vaporize. Now, being a left-wing statist, I understand that the your brain, which is in your head, is one of the least used parts of your body, and you probably could survive without your brain because you're not using much of it very now. You're not using much of it right now. That's what I'm trying to say. Apparently, I'm not using much of my brain either right this minute. Like, no, I can fucking... Well, you would get in trouble. Well, no, I wouldn't. We'd go out in the fucking woods. I would shoot you. No one would know I was the person who shot you. Right, so the liberal statist, left-wing statist mindset here is, well, I can't kill myself because I'm so incompetent I might fuck it up. Right? Left-wing statist, I'm too incompetent to kill myself. Okay, great. So then what makes you think you should drive a car, have a job, you know, plug in something to an electrical outlet, right? I mean, again, so you're too incompetent to kill yourself, yet you should be allowed to vote. The left-wing statist doesn't see the problem with that. Yeah, you and I, as anarcho-capitalists, we do. If you're too stupid, if you're too incompetent to kill yourself, you should most certainly not be making political decisions. So then, of course, the left-wing statist, you know, when you offer to kill him, well, but you might screw it up. Oh, so you take your incompetence and you project it onto me. Okay, very nice. And then, of course, well, I might get in trouble because the government might not like it that I killed him, because the government knows everything. And the government will see what happens out there in the woods, middle of a fucking national... We could go out in the middle of a fucking national forest. And I could shoot him in the fucking head, his body will drop. They'll find him 3 months later. But it's illegal to kill people, great one. Oh. Why is it illegal to kill people if they want to die? The answer, of course, is because the longer people stay alive, the more taxes they pay, and the more times they will vote. Remember, you, the left-wing statist, the right-wing statist, the statist, doesn't matter where you are on the statist spectrum, femistatist, left-wing statist, right-wing statist, homo statist, LGBT statist, doesn't matter what kind of statist you are. Remember, you exist for two reasons and two reasons only. Pay taxes, well, three reasons. I'll come up with four in a minute because I'm making this up as I go along. Pay taxes. Vote for your political party, be it Republican or Democrat, and obey the government, right? Die in wars, you know, whatever the government wants you. That's why you exist. Outside of serving the government in whichever way, paying taxes, dying in a war, voting, but outside of serving the government, you as a statist have no reason to exist. And again, this is a similarity between the religions of the state and the religion of religion, right? Christianity, whatever, they make, well, suicide is a sin. Well, they don't want you to kill yourself. They want you to stay alive so you can make more kids, so you can support the church, so you can give your 10% to the church. All this, the government doesn't want you to kill yourself because they need you to pay more taxes. They want you to vote because voting gives them legitimacy. Paying taxes gives them money. If you own yourself, and you think you do, you left-wing statist can't shut the fuck up, it's my body, my choice, which applies only to abortion, right? So with abortion, it's a woman's body, it's the woman's choice. She can do any fucking thing she wants. She can abort that kid any fucking time for any fucking reason. If it's your body and it's your choice, why can't you kill yourself without government permission? The answer, of course, and you know this, this is the thing, you know it's not your body. If you actually knew, if you understood, if you believed that your body belongs to you and that you can do what you want with your body, you would not be going to the government for permission to kill yourself, for permission to smoke marijuana. Right? The fact that all of you fucking left-wing statists and right-wing statists have their things they want permission for also. The fact that you need permission from the government to smoke dope and kill yourself tells me that you understand, whether or not you understand this consciously, and again, you're not, I know you don't use your brain much, I don't think you understand very much, but unconsciously, you completely understand that you are the property of the government. You understand that. You do understand that. You have internalized that. And that is why, yet again, I will say it, there cannot be true freedom in the region known as the United States of America until all the statists are dead. Because the statist is not capable of comprehending, understanding that they own themselves. They cannot comprehend and understand the non-aggression principle. They cannot comprehend and understand consequences. They just can't do it. These are people whose existence revolves around needing permission from the government. And as long as they exist in a society, they will always seek a government to get permission from. If the government just totally vanished tomorrow by some magic means, these people would immediately set to work putting together another government so that they could get permission from someone to do what they want to do with their own bodies. This is why when people say, well, we'll have freedom in the United States when people want freedom. Yes, we will, except that people will never want freedom. The 99% are incapable. They are incapable of existing in a free society. Because they are incapable of existing without an entity, be it government or be it God, to give them permission. So maybe you don't want to kill yourself. Maybe you want to kill other people. So what's the left-wing statist obsession with killing other people? Why don't you let other people decide if they're going to live or die? Well, what if they're in a vegetative state and they can't decide? Well, maybe their family should be able to fucking decide. And again, why does the family need permission from the government to let the person in the vegetative state die? Now here, I confess, this is a little trickier because you're talking about another person. The only real reason the state is involved in all this is, of course, money and ownership of your body. Right, it's like the Oregon suicide law that my friend loves to quote. He thinks that's the most majestic, wonderful thing in the world, even though he's never actually read it, I don't think. Because I talked about this on a podcast a while back, and I read some stuff about it and did a little research on it. And the main thing I remember is that you can go there and you can kill yourself, but you have to live there at least a year so as to establish residency in Oregon so that when you kill yourself, Oregon can collect the death tax, inheritance tax on the stuff that you own. Again, illustrating the prime motive behind this. I brought this up one time with this group of friends, and one of them says, well, why does that matter? Somebody's going to get the tax money. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you people are just, that is the most brainwashed shit I've ever heard in my life. When it comes to killing other people, again, the idea that, well, this needs to be legal, that we need permission from the government. So let me approach it this way. You say to me, but great one, in an ANCAP, in ANCAPADICE, how would that work? Here's how it would work. In ANCAPADICE, the doctor and relatives would make a fucking decision. The doctor would give them information, the relatives would examine where the fuck they are emotionally, intellectually, you would look at some facts, you would make some decisions, you'd drink a couple of beers, you'd get really drunk, you'd go talk to your spirit animal while you do a little peyote, and you'd make a fucking decision. It's really not as complicated as people like to pretend it is. It's not like there are hundreds of thousands of people sitting around or laying around in vegetative states that need to be killed off. Right. And if we're so the royal we as a society here, the society of the royal we. Oh, I kind of like that. Hold on, I have to write that down before I forget it. Write shit down, kids, or you will never remember it. Society of the Royal We. I like that. I think I'm going to use that. If the Royal We is so interested in killing off old, unhealthy people, then why does the royal we invest so much time and money in giving these people health care to keep them alive? Right, my friend who's into the euthanasia thing, he's really big on killing off old people. It's like, well, and again, it's like, I think these old people should be killed. Well, that's good for you. You're an old person. You kill yourself. Again, what you see is this statist idea of, I think more old people should be killed off to make the world a better place. Because, of course, the statist always knows what should be done to make the world a better place. That's what being a statist is, having the answer to everything. You're too incompetent to even fucking kill yourself. That's why you need permission from the government. But you think the government should legalize euthanasia so that other people can be killed off to make the world a better place. in an Ancapidice world, in Ancapidice, again, people would just have to be responsible. You would have to do things like create a living will, so that if you go into a vegetative state or whatever, people know what to do with you. And then, well, the prawn life support system, we don't have the money. Well, you either have the money or you don't. You know, do you want to spend the money? If you don't have the money, I guess you're going to fucking die. And people say, well, that's harsh. No, that's called reality. Again, reality is not fair. Sometimes people fucking die. If you don't have enough money for the fucking life support system to keep a vegetable alive for 30 years while it lays, then it's going to fucking die. Oh, that's mean. That's harsh. Give a fuck? That's reality. The whole reason there's even this whole need for debate over legalizing euthanasia is because the government exists in the first place. If you just get rid of the state, it's no longer a fucking question. You don't need to legalize euthanasia in the absence of a state because there's no one to get permission from. If you want to kill yourself, you fucking kill yourself. If you're too stupid to kill yourself, you pay me $100, I'll be happy to do it for you. And if you think somebody else should be killed off, well, I guess if you can kill them before they kill you, okay, sure, suppose you can do that. Speaking of things that are pathetic, 30 minutes in, I've covered one topic. This is why I don't make any progress on this podcast. I ramble too much. We know that. It's called tangenting. It's the official term for that. One of these days, I'm going to get the lexicon up on the website. It's going to happen. It really is. A girl that I know, she posted, I think it was on the Facebook. She posted somewhere on social media that I try not to pay attention to. Randy, there's a moth on the pop filter. Yeah, I'm serious. Hello, moth. She's off somewhere, and apparently a bunch of men are hitting on her. And what she posted was, yeah, there's all these men hitting on me. They sure are thirsty. Which, I suppose, thirsty means that they're desperate. They're desperate for sex. I thought to myself, did you actually think that through before you posted it? Because you said that there are men trying to have sex with you, and because they're trying to have sex with you, they are awfully desperate. So when a man, if a man's trying to have sex with you, that means he's really desperate. Did you think that through? And personally, I would agree. I mean, I wouldn't bang her with your dick, but it was kind of funny. I thought it was funny. You think it's funny? You don't think it's funny? I don't give a shit. It's my podcast. I don't fucking care if you think it's funny. Speaking of some funny things, you do these. All right. I was on CSU campus a while back during the day when all the kids were out, and we're moving this large vehicle, and we're going down the sidewalk with it, and these two girls are walking, and they walk right in front of a moving vehicle, which is coming towards them, and I'm out here kind of ground guiding it at the front. And so I hear the one girl say to the other one, I'm thinking about applying for a leadership position. And she says this as her and her friend walk right in front of a moving vehicle, completely oblivious to the moving vehicle coming straight at them. And I thought to myself, yes, you would be perfect for a leadership position. Another great thing I overheard that just made me start laughing was another one walks by talking to her friend, and she says, I'm looking to get a degree in secondary education. And I just busted out laughing out loud. They both looked at me like I was weird, but I couldn't help it because I'm thinking to myself, oh God, there's another fucking parasite. It's like a parasite breeding ground. CSU, parasite breeding ground. Speaking of breeding grounds, it also breeds victims. So I'm on campus, I have to go into the bathroom, take a piss. Go in the bathroom and take a piss. Inside the men's bathroom, Because I should have gone to the women's bathroom to see how that would go over. I see, well, are you guys transphobic or what? But I went in the men's bathroom, and I'm taking a piss, and I look over in the stalls, the doors hanging open, and I see this poster thing hanging on the door of the bathroom stall. And it's got little pull-off flyers on it. And it's this poster about what to do if you have been sexually assaulted. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, before I get into this, because this is shorter. I'm walking through the student center, and I'm going through the student center, which I haven't been in. They redesigned it. It's been a while now, but I'm not on campus very much anymore. They redesigned it from back in the olden days when I worked there. And I'm walking through, and I look over, and on the wall... Jesus, is it really 8 o'clock? Fuck. On the wall, in big giant letters, is this slogan that says something to the effect of, well, it says cultural appropriation, and then it has the definition of cultural appropriation. I have to go back some time and take a picture. I'm thinking, Jesus fucking Christ, this is like on giant letters on the fucking wall. Cultural appropriation. Right? We wonder why these kids coming out of college are so fucked up. Because they go in there every fucking time. Every time they go in there, they look up and they see this. And what I find intriguing, too, about the cultural appropriation, I notice there's no complaints about all the cultural appropriation of things being stolen from white men. Right? Have you noticed how trendy it is nowadays for women, girls, whatever we want to call them, being, well, I'm a nerd. I'm into science. Yeah, right. I mean, women, the feminists, are just trying to fucking culturally appropriate everything that belongs to white men. Science fiction, the feminists, I'll talk about that in the future. I got some shit to talk about there. Just the fucking infiltration of cultural appropriation. How about all these fucking women who are trying to get into football? Remember when football was something men watched? But oh, fuck. No, not anymore, because men can't do anything. We chicks are going to culturally fucking appropriate football. Now we got to sit there and watch the football players walking around with their little pink bows on. And we care about breast cancer. Hi, I'm Shane McFadden. I'm the quarterback for the, I don't know any football teams. The Dallas Fuckwads. And I really care about girls' breast cancer, and that's why I'm wearing a pink ribbon in my hair. And today, my first touchdown pass, I'm going to throw that for all the girls out there who have breast cancer and who are survivors, because they're so strong, strong and independent. The fucking cultural approach. So stop culturally appropriating science fiction, nerd and geek culture, football. Just go the fuck away. Anyhow, cultural appropriation. Big fucking letters on the fucking side of the wall. No wonder these kids are fucked up. Back to the bathroom, where you have to go every now and then. You're there, you can piss on a tree. Alright, so hanging up there on the fucking door of the stall, so that like if you're sitting in there taking a shit, it's right there in front of you, is this poster about being victimized by sexual assault and what you can do about it and all this other shit. And that reminds me, if you think I've forgotten, I haven't forgotten. Where'd it go? Randy, where'd the book? Oh, fuck. There it is. That's not it. That is it. I still haven't finished talking about The Essential Guide to Date Rape Prevention. I haven't forgotten. It's coming up. Just hang in there. And it gets funnier. All right, anyway. I grabbed one of the little flyers because I'm like, oh, this will be perfect for stating the obvious. So here we go. Here's the little flyer that you can get if you go to take a shit in the bathroom at the Laurie Student Center in Colorado State University campus. If you or someone you know have experienced sexual violence, number one, remember that you are not alone. Yes, remember, you're not the only victim. There's so many more victims. Sexual violence can happen to anyone. Well, Not really. I mean, sexual violence can't happen to a virgin toe, because the virgin toes are never going to leave their basements, and they sure as hell aren't going to go near a girl. And no self-respecting homosexual man would have sex with a virgin toe. So, no, actually, sexual violence cannot happen to anyone. And of course, we have to get this one in. This is always critical. This is the cornerstone of victimology, right here. It is never, say it with me, friends, your fault. That's right. It is never your fault. Nothing that happens to you is ever your fault. You had nothing to do with what happens to you. Unless, of course, you're a white man who's heterosexual and has a job, in which case, not only is everything that happens to you your fault, everything else is also your fault. But, I mean, if you got raped because you went to a frat party and got really drunk and passed out in a frat house full of people you don't know, and someone had said, that is no way your fault, right? You should be able to get drunk and pass out anywhere you want, and nobody should fucking touch you. You have no responsibility. You should be able to jump out of an airplane without a parachute while it's flying at 20,000 feet, and you should be able to safely land on the ground. You should have no consequences for your actions at all. You are a fucking snowflake and a princess. Number two, consider contacting one of the confidential resources on campus, no matter how long ago it happened. That's right, because remember, being a victim is forever. It doesn't matter how long ago it happened. You should contact one of these resources on campus. Why? Well, because we need to inflate the number of rapes. We need to make it look like all these women are being raped on campus. Why? Because we need more funding so that we can keep our jobs. Again, these resources, these confidential resources, these are the sort of parasites I'm talking about. Remember, if there were no victims, the people who work and get paid to be these confidential resources would not get paid to do that. These people do not want, I've explained this hundreds of, not hundreds, exaggeration, I'm pretty sure I've explained this at least 15 times on this podcast. If you get paid money to help rape victims deal with being raped, then you have no incentive to reduce the number of rapes. Your only incentive is to increase the number of rapes, because that's the only way you keep your job and make more money. Right? The victims, the victim mentality, you're not just a victim of the evil rapist. You're just as much a victim of the people who are there to, quote-unquote, help you. They are parasiting on you. Advocates. I love the use of this word, advocates. Advocating what? Okay, so you have some woman, let's say she was raped. She was really, truly, seriously raped. Not like fake raped and date raped or fucking I was raped 3 years later, or a man looked at me and I felt raped. Then let's say she was really, truly raped, right? She's walking down the sidewalk at night and the guy jumps out. Of course, she didn't have a gun because we don't live in Capodice where women would all just carry sidearms, as would everybody else. And so this man jumps out of the bushes and yanks her in the bushes and punches her in the face and rips her clothes off and sticks his dick inside of her. She was really, truly, actually fucking raped. Okay. Why does she need an advocate? Advocating for what? What is there to advocate for? To advocate for, yes, she was actually raped. I mean, if she was raped, there's going to be evidence of this. I know the word evidence terrifies you feminists out there because you think a woman should never have to present evidence that she was raped. If she was actually raped, there'll be some evidence. In a statist society, let's stay there for a minute, in a statist society, if there's actually evidence, and if the police are actually, you know, give a shit, which we know they don't, again, the police in the same way, the police don't want the number of rapes to go down, the police don't want the amount of crime to go down, because the police don't make money if there's fewer rapes, if there's less crime. The police want rapes and crime and murder and theft and everything to go up so that they can say, oh, look at the crisis. We need more money. We need more police officers. We need more guns. We need new police cars. Because of the way the state has set the police forces up. And you say to me, but great one, how else could it be? And I've explained this to you before, you fucking dumb fucks. In Ancapadice, the police would be paid if there is no crime, right? In Ancapadice, the police force, the police would be paid on a daily basis, 24-hour period. If a 24-hour period goes by, no crime happens, the police get paid for that 24 hours. If there's crime, oh, nobody on the police force gets paid that day. It's that simple. But great one, that won't work. Really? Have you tried it? How do you know it won't? Oh, that's right. You're a statist. You know everything. That's why you can make decisions for other people. That's why you vote. Because you're smart enough to decide who should be president of the United States and make decisions for everyone in the United States and, in fact, everybody in the entire world. Because you're a fucking genius. I keep forgetting how fucking intelligent you are, yet you're too fucking stupid to kill yourself. Which would be the best thing you could do to make the world a better place. Killing, just kill yourself. Do you know how great, you know, if ever again, just like, the world is overpopulated. Okay, then why are you having children? If you believe the world is overpopulated, kill your kids and kill yourself. Make the world a better fucking place. If you think euthanasia is, if everybody who wants legalized euthanasia, if everybody who wants permission from the government to kill themselves would just kill themselves, that would make the world a better place. All right. So advocates, I don't know what they're advocates for, but advocates are available through the Victim Assistance Team and the Women and Gender Advocacy Center. This can include assistance with academics. I got raped. I can't do my homework anymore. Really? I mean, again, listen to the excuses. I can't, teacher, I can't do my homework. Why not? Oh, I was raped 7 years ago, and I'm just so traumatized, I can't do homework. If you can't do your homework without an advocate, why are you in college? Just go the fuck away. All right. This can include assistance with academics, counseling, and or reporting to authorities. Why do you need assistance reporting to authorities? Statists are really good at reporting to authorities. You love authorities. Your entire life revolves around telling the authorities how much money you made, getting permission from the authorities to smoke dope, getting permission from the authorities to kill yourself, going to the authorities and whining about how oppressed you are by heterosexual white men who work for a living. Number 3, consider talking with a safe, supportive person you feel you can trust. If you are the primary support person for a survivor, remember that all the resources at the WGAC are available to support you. Don't hesitate to contact us. You can contact the Victim Assistance Team 24 hours a day, 365 days a year at 970-492-4242. If you've been victimized, if you listen to this podcast, you're feeling victimized right now, call them 970-492-4242. Tell them the great one, he raped me via podcast. He forced me to listen to his podcast and I am violated. I am a victim. I need an advocate. Okay. Here's the other page. Here's the other side. in accordance with legal guidance. In other words, this is how the government has defined it, because we can't figure this out for ourselves. We need the government to tell us. In accordance with legal guidance, sexual assault is defined as any sexual any sexual contact without consent. Consent is in all capital letters. May include touching of intimate body areas, intercourse, oral sex, and/or penetration. It is a violation of a person's physical and emotional well-being, a crime prosecutable under Colorado law, an act of power and control. Unlike, of course, the government, the IRS, the CIA, the NSA, killing people in foreign countries with flying robots. You know, none of those things are acts of power and control. No, of course not. Those are completely all right. And of course, wanting to legally kill other people via euthanasia would, of course, have nothing to do with power and control. Under Colorado law, the person initiating the sexual activity is responsible for obtaining consent. Really? Consent can only be obtained if the person has knowledge of the situation, if a person is under the influence of alcohol or drugs, to the extent they cannot make a decision, they cannot give consent. Free will, the person must consent without coercion or force. Cooperation in act and attitude. Now, hearing left-wing statists say that the person can only give consent if by their free will is also interesting, because left-wing statists, of course, if you get them in a philosophical conversation, don't believe in free will. So how exactly can one consent to sex with free will when the left-wing statist argument is that there is no free will, everybody is controlled by the corporations, capitalism, greed, and advertising? I'm always right. All right, I'm out. We're getting this up. And that's what she said. I gotta get this up, baby. And we're gonna get this up. I gotta do shit. And yes, I'll be back on Friday. Thanks for listening. Bye. And Black Dragon Podcast. If I don't put the fucking link in the show notes, just type it into Google. You'll find it. That's how I find it.